Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about important tree stand safety reminders. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. John Long, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Youth Development Specialist. So, John, every year people fall out of trees when they go hunting, and we don't want that to happen anymore. We want to reduce the risk of that happening. How does it happen that someone falls out of their tree stand?
A lot of times people assume that risk of climbing a tree without taking the appropriate measures. A lot of times wear and tear on tree stands causes those connections to be either unsafe or running the risk of being unsafe. For instance, for straps or nylon, if they're left out in the weather over throughout the year, rodents can chew on them. And then, of course, bolts can be weakened by weather as well. So you need to make sure that you check all of that. If you've constructed a ladder stand out of wood and it's left out, weathering of that, insects can get in and damage the wood. You just don't need to just climb up in it without checking to make sure everything is safe and is tight and connected to the tree.
So what are some basic precautions we can take?
Well, you need to make sure, again, that everything is in good working order. Everything has a lifespan on it, whether it be a tree stand or your safety belts and harnesses. Make sure that the tree itself that you're going to climb is healthy. A lot of times people will climb a dead tree, and I cringe every time I hear that they climbed a dead tree because that's just an accident waiting to happen.
Of course, equipment that we need. What equipment do we need to stay safe?
Back in the day, safety belts weren't all that popular nor available, but now every tree stand that's sold comes with a full body harness. It also should have a suspension relief strap included in that. And what that suspension relief strap does is, in the advent of a fall, it is a small strap that you can put around the tree and then put at 1 foot in it to keep blood from pooling down at your feet. So it keeps you where you can work your legs up and down to make sure that that blood keeps flowing until a rescue can be made.
And also, of course, keep cell phone chargers with you. Keep your cell phone charged. There's really no excuse for not having your cell phone anymore, especially when we have all these battery packs that you can hook them up to so that you can call for help. And make sure that you always have that in your pocket on you, not in the truck or anything like that where you cannot get to it.
That is absolutely correct. Always let people know where you're at, even if you don't have your cell phone, which, as you said, there's no excuse why you shouldn't have it. But make sure that at least somebody knows where you're at and when you're expected to be back. If you go to a friend's and they say, oh, you can climb this stand, don't just take their word for it. You make sure that that stand is well connected to the tree before you climb in it.
And make sure that the tree can support your weight. However much you weigh, make sure that the tree supports that.
That's correct. And you make sure that that safety harness is rated for your weight. Make sure that it is the correct size. One of the things with a harness, regardless of what style you use, the important thing to remember is to stay connected to the tree at all times. I've known people that will climb the tree and then say, well, I put my safety belt on then. A fall can occur any time from the first step you take off the ground to the time you get back down out of the tree. Make sure that you are connected to the tree at all times.
And if you're a young person, of course, make sure that your harness is not too big for you.
That is absolutely correct. Make sure it's good and snug, not uncomfortable, but at least snug, because if a fall occurs, this is going to be the only thing that's going to keep you from hitting the ground.
Where can we go for more information?
There is a publication through Mississippi State University Extension.
So we can go to extension.msstate.edu and in the search box type in tree stand safety.
Correct. Publication 2981.
Today we've been speaking with John Long, 4-H Youth Development Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.